Hey, it's Conor O'Neill, and welcome to the Know Yourself Performance Podcast, where I want to help you to excel through improving your nutrition, training, and psychology. If you enjoy it, share it on social media or with a friend. I've dabbled in Olympic lifting over the years, but only in the last few months have I actually put a real focus on it. That focus has culminated in PBs in both the clean and jerk at 75 kg and the snatch at 47.5 kg. However, just because that has been a focus doesn't mean all my training, or even most of it, has focused there. 80% of my weight training has been focused on the basics, which right now means getting stronger predominantly in the compound lifts. And this highlights a mistake I see a lot of guys make. They want to get fitter, so they start running every day and forget about the gym. Or they want to get faster, so they sprint every session and remove any longer runs. Or they want to get stronger, so spend all their time in the gym and keep the running shoes tucked away until pre-season looms. Now look, this approach might be warranted in some very specific circumstances, but for most everyday athletes, probably not. You can easily get sucked into goal hopping. You get super strong, but end up with an extra layer of body fat and a resting heart rate of a 50-year-old, so end up ditching the gym and getting back to running 5Ks. Then you get super fit, but lose your muscle and strength and end up ditching the running track for the barbell, constantly swinging from one goal to another. Does that sound familiar? Well, the key I've found is to approach your training where roughly 80% of it is focused on the basics of getting stronger, fitter, and faster, or whatever else your long-term goal requires. Then the other 20% can be dedicated to a specific area that you're trying to improve over the short term. This leaves the basics always covered, but allows you to branch out into other terrains to iron out any weaknesses or to double down on your strengths. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Know Yourself Performance Podcast. If you got something from it, it would mean a lot if you shared it on social media or sent it on to a friend. If you want to find out more about how you can take your nutrition, training, and psychology to the next level, check out the link in the description or go to knowyourselfperformance.com.